District Attorney Apt is confident he'll convict Kate Beekman for murder. He's got a strong case. But Mr. Apt isn't satisfied. His case will be even stronger if the girl breaks and starts talking. Apt is certain Kate will talk if Perry Mason doesn't interfere. Now it's 8:30 at night, immediately after the close of our last episode. In the station house of Police Precinct 13, Apt watches Lieutenant Halverson bring Kate into the interrogation room. And when Apt sees the girl's pale, frightened face, he knows she's close to the breaking point. And Apt decides to apply the final ounce of pressure. Now.
Lieutenant Halverson.
Just a moment. Lieutenant, does this young woman understand the importance of what's happened?
I haven't asked her.
Then I shall. Sit down, Miss Beekman.
I'm all right.
Sit here, miss.
That's it. Now then, do you understand the significance of what's happened?
I think I do.
Well, let's be certain. A moment ago, you stood up with five other young women. Both of them, or each of them, was about your height and weight and age. Each of them had red hair. Is that true?
I guess so.
You guess so? It's true, isn't it?
Well, I... Yes, sir.
Of course. And so is this. Certain individuals picked you out of the lineup, Miss Beekman. They'd seen you the night Weber was killed, and they recognized you a moment ago. Now, there's no possibility of a mistake. Isn't that true?
Lieutenant.
There's no mistake, Miss Beekman.
No mistake. And yet you say you had nothing to do with the murder?
No, sir.
Where were you the night Weber was murdered?
I didn't kill him.
I asked, where were you the night he was killed?
I'm not going to say anything.
Ever heard of fingerprints?
Fingerprints? Yes, of course.
All right, Lieutenant.
Come over here, Miss Beekman.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to take impressions of your fingerprints. Now, this is an ink pad. I'm going to press your fingers and press your fingers on this card. Give me your left hand.
Yes.
That's it now. Press down on the ink. All right, now on the card. Now, give me the other hand, please. Okay. All right.
Now, Miss Beekman, you know what this is?
Fingerprints.
Read the ledger on the top of the card, please.
Photograph of fingerprints found on the knob of bedroom door in Weber's apartment.
Yes. Lieutenant, can you make a quick comparison? Here's a magnifying glass.
Yes, sir. Miss Beekman, these are your fingerprints that we just put on the card. I'm going to compare them with the prints we took off that bedroom door. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
They're the same.
Miss Beekman, your fingerprints are positive identification. You were in that apartment, yes?
I...
You were there. Witnesses identified you. Your very own fingerprints identify you. Your guilt is a leaden weight, Miss Beekman. Now rid yourself of that burden. Talk, Miss Beekman. You gain nothing by silence, but if you talk now, you'll find justice can be merciful.
I didn't kill him, Mr. Apt.
You didn't kill him despite the witnesses, despite your own fingerprints, and more, much more evidence against you? You say you didn't kill him? Well, then talk to save yourself.
No.
Why?
Mr. Mason said...
Yes, go on.
I want to talk to Mr. Mason. I don't know what to do. Where is Mr. Mason?
Well, that's an interesting question. Where is Mr. Mason? It could be Mr. Mason is busy. Or perhaps he knows there's nothing he can do for you. Lieutenant, step here to the door a moment. I'm going to leave you alone with her. I've been watching. She seems to trust you.
Yeah.
She's ready to break. Soften her up, but don't waste time. You understand?
She won't confirm.
Never mind. Once she starts talking, she'll confirm at least part of the evidence. And I'll be waiting.
Where did he go?
To get the police stenographer.
Oh. I don't know what to do.
Let's get that ink off your fingers.
Please. Lieutenant.
Here, let me get that stuff off your hands. Come on, give me.
I can do it.
Just sit still and give me your hands. That's it. See how it comes off?
If only I knew what to do.
Turn your hand over.
If only I could see Mr. Mason. Lieutenant.
It's all off now, miss.
Lieutenant, please look at me. I didn't kill Gordy Webber. I swear I didn't. You don't believe me.
I'd like to. But I won't kid myself.
I wish you would believe me.
So do I. You're young and you're pretty. You're the prettiest girl I ever saw. How did you ever get mixed up with a louse like Webber?
I wasn't mixed up with him. But you don't believe me.
I gotta believe those witnesses and your fingerprints. I've got that evidence staring me in the face.
Would you believe me if I explained the evidence?
Can you?
I don't know. Mr. App said there's more than the witnesses and my fingerprints.
There is. Are you sure you want to explain it now, Miss Bigman?
I don't know what to do. Mr. Mason told me not to say anything, but that was before... You tell me, Lieutenant.
What?
Tell me what to do. Shall I do what Mr. App wants? Try my best to explain?
Mr. Mason says don't.
But he isn't here now. I am. I'm tired and I'm scared and I want someone I can't trust and tell me what to do.
You trust me?
Yes.
It's a rough question. We're on opposite sides of the fence. You've no right to ask me anything.
I'm sorry. I need someone to help me, and I thought you... I'm sorry, Lieutenant.
Wait a minute.
She ready to talk?
I'm going to tell you something, Mr. Rapp. Listen.
It's all right, I'll find my way.
Who's that?
Perry Mason.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Mason. And Miss Street.
Hello, Mr. Rapp.
Where is Kate Beekman?
Now, just a moment. You can't come in here and demand...
The law says that I can, Mr. Rapp. Now, I want to see my client.
You say Miss Beekman is here and she's your client?
Yes. Where is she?
How do I know she's your client?
Della.
Here you are, Mr. Rapp. Kate's mother retained Mr. Mason to represent her daughter.
Yeah. Very well. But what about it, Mason? When your client says she wants to see you...
Of course she does.
I don't remember her making any such statement. Do you, Lieutenant?
Yes, sir.
What?
Just a second ago. She told me several times that she wants to see her lawyer.
But... Why, certainly, since she wants to. Very well, Mason, you can sit in on the questioning.
No more questioning, Mr. Rapp. I'm going to take her home.
Mr. Mason, I haven't even begun to ask questions.
You are all wound up, Mr. Rapp. Della?
Would you like to look at these, Mr. Rapp? Here you are. Miss Beekman injured her back in an auto accident last year. Here's a medical report from the specialist and from her personal physician. Both doctors say that she is not to be subjected to long periods of either physical or mental strain.
Now, I'll be very happy to have a police physician examine the reports, Mr. Rapp.
All right, Mason. I won't question her anymore. Not tonight. But you won't take her home.
What?
Lieutenant Halverson, remove Miss Beekman to City Women's Jail, if you please. And see she gets a comfortable cell, will you, Lieutenant? Miss Beekman is in delicate health. According to Mr. Mason. Mr. Mason also says he's going to take Miss Beekman home. But there, at least, I'm quite certain Mr. Mason is mistaken. And don't raise the question of bail, Mr. Mason. Your client is in jail to stay. I'm charging her with murder in the first degree.
Oh.
For the murder of Gordon Webber, of course. Your client is in the next room, Mr. Mason. I'll give you the privilege of breaking the news to her.
Well, Perry Mason arrived in time to stop Kate before she could strengthen the case against her by making damaging admissions. But obviously, Mr. Apt's confidence is unshaken. Mr. Apt fully intends to prosecute Kate Beekman for the murder of Gordon Webber. And Mr. Apt intends to win his case. By all means, join us tomorrow, won't you?